speaker and turned you guys off. So this is Tom Arth from Akron.
We have Coach Arth on the call?
Yes. Sorry about that.
Thank you. That's okay. Thank you, Tom. I appreciate you getting back on the line with us quickly.
Yeah.
And with regards to Saturday's contest against Kent State, after getting back to the office to the film, talk about the performance by your Zips.
Well, you know, I think you know, obviously didn't play well enough, you know, to come out with the win. But I thought there were some positives, you know, particularly, you know, defensively. You know, we gave them two touchdowns, but otherwise forced them to kick four field goals, especially in some situations, you know, where they had a short field to work with, and for our defense to be able to come out and get a stop in that situation was really critical in that game. So I thought defensively, we did a good job of that. I thought, you know, number 23, their wide receiver, is a really dynamic player, and you know, with the exception of the first drive of the game, you know, where he scored a touchdown, really did a good job defending him. Special teams was solid again for us. You know, really been playing at a pretty consistent level in that phase of the game, and that's been really exciting to see. And what we're really, you know, challenging our special teams units now is, like, you know, top, you know, hey, keep playing well, keep playing consistently, but, you know, let's go make a play that changes the game, whether that's in a return, whether that's, you know, in pinning them in deep and on kickoff or whatever the case is. But, you know, now the next step for us on that side of the ball is to really, you know, make some game-changing plays in the kicking game. And offensively, we drove the ball really well. You know, we converted third downs in the field, and unfortunately, we kind of melted down in the red zone. We got down in there pretty often and in tight in their territory, and had some penalties, had some mistakes that we made that really prevented us from putting some points on the board. But, you know, overall, I thought we moved the ball really well. I think we only punted twice in the game, and, you know, unfortunately just weren't able to finish our drives with the ball in the end zone. So that'll be a big area of focus for us. And again, you know, I thought we were, you know, we've been pretty good in terms of not being penalized. This past week, I think, was the worst that we've been in that regard. You know, had a number of penalties, both offensively and defensively, that were really, you know, disruptive to the game. Had them on special teams as well at the end of the half, where we pinned them down inside the 10-yard line and had a holding call on that, which moved them out and really allowed them to get their two-minute drive started, which ultimately resulted in a touchdown going into the half. So, you know, some things to improve on, but also some things to build on.
And a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star 1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Arth and all of our coaches throughout today's call. Looking ahead the next week, obviously another East Division battle with hosting Buffalo, who will be coming off a bye. When you look at film of Buffalo, talk about some of the challenges they'll present to you both offensively and defensively.
Well, you know, I think the first thing that you see when you watch Buffalo play, particularly on offense, the way they run the football. You know, they're a team that, you know, they're built to run it. They have two exceptional running backs, and they run it really well. I don't think there's been a game this season that they've had fewer than 43 rushing attempts, less than 183 yards rushing. So, you know, we know that's going to be a really big challenge for us. That's an area where, you know, defensively we haven't been as stout as we need to be. So this presents a great challenge for us in that regard to really improve in our run defense and, you know, to play a physical, you know, style and to be able to tackle really well. So that'll be important for us. Defensively, I think they're a really good defense just across the board. I think their, you know, their front, you know, their defensive line is really good, presents some, you know, some issues for you in the run game as well as in pass protection. So, you know, we'll have to, you know, have a good plan in place from that perspective. But, you know, again, excited for the opportunity. Buffalo has done a great job, you know, with their program over the last few years. And, you know, we're excited to have the opportunity to go up against them.
Your Zips, again, offensively, you talked about the improvement in the red zone production, but also getting the ground game going. Talk about those two elements combining, and when you see improvement, you'll obviously see improvement, obviously, with your offense as well.
Yeah, you know, I think you know, from a red area standpoint, we, you know, that was the disappointing thing for us, was really that's been an area where, when we have gotten it down in there, you know, we've done a pretty good job scoring touchdowns, you know, we didn't do that this past week, so we'll continue to work on that. But you know, in terms of the run game, you know, absolutely, I think that's important, and I think, you know, a big part of that as well is, you know, trying to, you know, play with a lead a little bit too. I think, you know, in a lot of our games, we've been playing from behind, and you know, really kind of forcing you know into some situations where you have to throw it, and you know, not knowing how many possessions you're going to have left, and if you're down, you know, two or three scores, you know, there you got to move fast, and you got to move efficiently. So that is an area where, you know, that certainly hasn't been a strength for us. But, you know, continuing to work on that and continuing to emphasize that within our program.
Well, Tom, thank you for your time. We'll let you get back to preparation for Buffalo. I want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk again next Monday morning.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you so much. For Tom Arth and his Akron Zips, coming off the 26-3 setback against Kent State, and that contest quarterback Cato Nelson, 17 of 28 passing for 202 yards, and he also added 64 yards rushing on 14 carries in that contest. For Akron, they will be hosting Buffalo this coming Saturday, October 19th. That game at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, and available on ESPN3.